you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for still staying here. I'm from University of Arkansas. Currently, I'm working in Dr. Ainu Shi's vegetable breeding lab. Today, I will talk about SSR discovery in common dandelion from EST sequence database. Just a quick view of my outline. First, I talk about why we start on dandelions. Then it's my objective. I will spend a little bit of time talking about SS markers and EST sequence. Then is my methodology, results, verification, and a simple conclusions. So the scientific name for common dandelion is Parasicum officinale. As we can see here, usually typical yellow flower, the leaf is deeply notched. And it's shiny and hairless. Common dandelion belongs to the family Asteraceae, the same family with sunflower. And then some other names for dandelion are lion's tooth, priest's crown, or swan's snout. So there are more than 100 species of dandelion grown in temperate regions of Europe, Asia, and North America. Usually dandelion can grow up to 12 inches tall. So just look at this flower, we can see it's very pretty. And even the seeds is very, very fun because I'm sure most of us, we blow the seeds before. And in old saying, they say if you blow the seeds to the one you love, you're gonna stay together forever. But nobody wants this dandelion in your beautiful yard, turf, or garden. So usually people use broadleaf herbicide to control common dandelions. So if from this point, if we know dandelion is very annoying, why we study on dandelions? There's something maybe most of us we don't know about dandelions. Previously, dandelion were used as a model plants for clonal diversity study in apomictic plants, because usually the asexual reproduction of the seeds they are triploid, the sexual production of the seeds they are diploid, so they are very used in the clonal diversity studies. Another thing about dandelion, the whole plant can use as medicines. The flower, it has antioxidant properties. That's why it can relieve pain. The leaf, they're rich in vitamin B, C, and D, and all kinds of minerals. And then the leaf also, they can use as a diuretic, which can help kidney function, relieve liver problems, and even lower your high blood pressures. For the roots, it can act like a mild latex teeth, so improve your digestion. And then it can increase the insulin secretion, helping with the diabetes and hyperglycemia. So we know in Chinese culture, we always use some dry leaf or flower from dandelion making tea, so it's very healthy for your body. Other use for dandelion, people use the flower to make wine, and also make the flower to make the massage oil because the special scent of this flower. And then people use the leaf for salad, use the dry roots for coffee substitute. Currently in University of Arkansas, one professor in horticulture department, he tried to grow dandelion in greenhouse use the hypogonic systems. So from this point in terms of this medical use, so it's kind of important to breed dandelions. So the objective of this research is to discover SSR markers from EST sequence database that could be used in molecular breeding for common dandelions. So what are SS markers and EST sequence? I will spend a few minutes explaining this. SSR markers, SSRs indicate simple sequence repeats or called microsatellites. And usually SSR are short sequence, usually 1 to 6 base pairs of nucleotide that are repeated multiple times in tandem. As an example, we can see here these two sequence. The only difference, they all have a CTCT, and then above this sequence they have 5 times repeat CT, about 10 base pairs. This lower sequence, they have 10 times CT repeats, about 20 base pairs. After PCR amplification, the difference between these two sequences is about 10 base pairs. And compared to other markers, SSRs has its advantage because it's distributing all genomes, and then it's codominant. Also, because this advantage, that's why like SSRs are increasingly using as markers for population genetic analysis. However, the traditional way to develop SSR markers from genome DNA is expensive and time-consuming. However, currently we have ES database available for public, and it's free. So it's another very important resource for us to search for SSR markers. So what are EST sequence? EST indicates expressed sequence tag, and it's a short subsequence, usually 300 to 700 base pair of a cDNA sequence. Sequencing for EST is a large-scale sampling of end sequence of all cDNA clones present in a library. So currently, the public ES database, there are two major resources. One is from EMBL database, mainly for human, mouse, plant, or prokaryote. Another one is GeneBank from NCBI. So the methodology or the workflow for this study, first we search the NCBI ES data sequence for common deadlines, and then get out the EST sequence, and then use another DNA star large sequence genomic suite. Use this to combine all the redundant EST contig sequences, and use another software SSR locator to find all the SSRs. This SSR locators is very powerful. They can give you the loci sequence. They can give you a motif status, even amino acid occurrence, and then they can design SSR primers based on primer 3, even give you a stimuli PCR. After get all the SSRs, and then we use this BLAST2Go, this online tools to find the gene functions. And then the last step is to verify SSR primers. Basically, the methodology, they include two parts. One is search, use all the tools. Another step is to verify it. I just show you the how these windows look like from NCBI website. You just, from this category, you choose EST tag, and then you put the species name of your interest, and you search. And then they give you all your results here, give you the number, how many EST sequences available in this database. And then you can go to send to, save this all the sequence as a FASTA file. Here come to my results. I just organized all the results. And this table shows us a summary of EST counts and EST derived SSRs distribution in this non-redundant ESTs. As we can see, after searching in NCBI website, we find about 41,000 EST sequence. And then after using the DNA star, the non-redundant sequence is about, is about 6,200. And all this, non-redundant EST sequence, most of them they only have one SSRs, but they do have some contain more than one SSRs. This table shows the distribution frequency of each motif type in the identified EST SSRs. As we can see here, more than 50% of these, they are monomers, AT, as you can see here, and then the rest most major one, they are AGTC, CTGA, and then the trimer type, they are ACC, TGG, and CTT, GAA. These five type, they account for more than 70% of all this EST motif type. And then this figure shows the distribution frequency of EST SSRs. As we can see, the major type, the monomer, a dimer, or trimer. And this table shows the characteristics of motif type and the applicants for identified primers. This primer designed by Primer 3 in the SSR locator software. As we can see here, most of these primers, they are monomer, from monomer, dimer, or trimer SSR sequence. And then and then most of these applicants are only one. This figure shows the distribution frequency of class 1 and class 2 SSRs. So SSR class 1, that means the SSRs, they are larger than 20 base pairs. Or we call this hypervariable SSRs. Class 2 SSR, they are about 12 to 20 base pairs, and then we call it potential variable SSRs. As we can see here, most basic, almost all of them, they are class or class 1 SSRs. And then using BLAST2GO online tools, we try to associate the SSR, the gene associated with SSR, and try to find the functions. Basic like molecular function, Bell-Lee procedures, and cellular component. This figure shows us the molecular functions include binding or organic cyclic compound bindings. I show this figure just to show like the possibility to use the BLAST2GO to find the gene functions even when you search SSRs. And this shows the Bell-Lee process. And this shows us the cellular components. We are under this procedure to do the SS marker verifications, but we had some of this population already built up. We have 32 individuals from four populations, mainly just around campus in Fayetteville, and then another city about 10 miles away. And then we do have some commercial deadline, European deadlines, and we find a California deadline is from people donate. So usually the further step, we're going to extract DNA and then use these design SS markers to verify whether, you know, it's accurate from the database. As a conclusion, from this database, we found about 41,000 EST sequence, and then there are about 6,200 there were non-redundant sequence, which contain 600 SSRs, and then most of these SSRs they are most of these EST sequence contain 1, 2, and 3 SSRs, and the dominant motif type, about more than 90%, they were monomer, dimer, and trimers. And then the total of 152 SSR was found based on SSR locator, in which more than about 75% were monomer SSRs. And then 78% and 92% were from dimer and trimer SSRs. The future work, as I said, we need to verify the design SSRs, and then we will use the verified SSR to do the genetic diversities. And then finally, the final goal to breed advanced dandelion lines using these SSRs that are associated with trait of interest. Thank you for your attention. I'll try to answer your questions. Yeah, they're all officinal. We haven't used another one because that one, I forgot the species name, but that one is mainly for latex, for rubber production. So we haven't tested that one yet. But we do have that in the field already planted.
Thank you, Dr. Ma.
Thank you.